Good afternoon, Crystal K. This is Terry. How can I help you?
Hey, Terry. Is Mike or Connie in?
Yes, who's calling?
This is Jeremiah with Bank of Cardiff.
Hold on just a minute.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi, is this Connie?
This is Connie and Mike.
Oh, hey, Connie and Mike. It's Jeremiah from Cardiff. How are you guys?
Do you hear him, Mike? Press that button. Okay, Mike's on.
All right, how you doing, Mike? Got everybody
good,
in
good.
Here.
Yep.
Nice, okay. All right, did you guys have a couple minutes to go over the file right now?
Yep.
Yes, we do.
Okay, perfect. So I just want to do kind of a quick review, make sure we're all on the same page here. I know you guys were working with Kyle, so I have his notes over here with me right now. So it looks like you guys are looking for, we're looking for some capital. I have around $25,000. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So we're on the capital side, and it looks like you guys needed it, or you're trying to fix a forklift, and you have a couple renovations going around the business?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we need some equipment repair, and we need some repairs around the facility here.
Okay. And are we working on a specific timeline of when we needed the funds in place?
Yesterday.
Oh, we want to go quick. Okay. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no...
No.
No, nothing drawn in the sand or anything, but we'd like to get started on stuff.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, so I do have an option in place here right now, so we can walk through it and see if it makes some sense for you. So you guys are looking for $25,000. We did have a few issues in getting the approval. We looked a couple different paths. There were some issues with, I don't know if you're very familiar with what's on your credit report, but there are a good amount of delinquent marks on there, which can present a problem.
That's back from 08, 09.
Yeah,
recession. Yeah,
exactly that. And I was going to offer some advice to you guys because you're coming up to the point that it's going to be dropping off pretty soon. At that point, your options are going to open up a whole lot more. Now, I see you guys have a current loan right now, and I think it's done through your credit cards. Is that the case?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that one, what did you guys primarily use that for?
I'm not sure. We've had it a couple of years. It gets paid off when we do charge cards.
Sure. Okay. So it just automatically gets taken off.
Yeah. Right. It's 15% of the charge.
Okay. Now, is the majority of your business, do your customers pay with their credit cards?
Quite a bit of it. Others are checks. Others are cash. I mean, it's...
Okay, it's a nice mixture. All right, yeah. And the reason I'm asking is because we have a couple different programs that are available. Right now, I have you guys approved. I was able to get you approved for actually $26,000. It's going to be modeled slightly different than what your current loan is. It's not going to be taken off of the credit cards. This is a more traditional loan that's going to be, it's going to be cash deposited into your account, so you can use it however you see fit. I see you have a couple different, you know, options you want to use it for, so it allows you to do that. But we're going to set you up on a payment that's going to be a fixed payment. So whereas your current loan right now, that payment can kind of fluctuate depending on how much business you do.
Right.
This payment is actually going to be a fixed payment. Now, what I have for you, it's going to be $26,000. You're approved up to $26,000.
Okay. Right.
And it's going to be set up on a term that is just over 6 months. So it's somewhat of a shorter term, and that's where the credit really came into play. So that was the longest term I was able to get, but it is set up as a sort of starter package. So once you get 3 months into this, we will have refinancing options available to you if you do need more cash. So to go over the current one that we have, it's $26,000 that we can approve you for. It would be a little over 6 months with a daily payment of $277, which would give you a total payback of around $37,000 over the 6 months if you take it to the full term. Now, does that sound
that's
in line with what you're looking for?
$11,000 interest in 6 months.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not interested in that at all.
Okay, now what were you kind of expecting to hear
about? I mean, we talked to Kyle before we even sent all this stuff in.
We told him we didn't want to do that. We're looking for
a 2 to 3 year term, in the, like he said, about 10%, not 30%.
Okay, yeah. So you guys are looking for a much longer term than what we have here, right?
Yeah. Okay. We explained all that to Carl. I never want to do this if it's a daily payback thing.
Okay, so typically, you know, some straightforward feedback for you. For first-time borrowers, the daily payment method is the most common way. When I mentioned that kind of the refinance option that would come 3 months into it, at that point we would, once you establish the relationship with us, you show us that you make the payments on time, at that point we would be able to open you up to longer terms and different payback options, either weekly or monthly. But right now, because of where the credit scores are, you guys are, I think it's coming in, just, I can give you the exact score. We have...
Yeah, it's like 670.
Yeah, 670 and a 690. And the national average is about 690. So we're working with just under the average credit, which with the delinquencies on there, that's why the term is shortened to such a short term.
Well, that's why the credit score is down, because of the delinquencies.
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. At least we didn't go out of business.
No.
Half the companies around us.
No, and
business.
Actually, you guys, I'm looking at your guys' files. You guys, I mean, you're not in a horrible place. This is the reason we are able to get you approved, because we do want to do business with you. You guys are, your business, you've been in business for quite some time. That actually helped us get the approval. So, you know, it's, you guys aren't in shambles, but we're at a place that we can, you know, hopefully take steps to improve that.
Yeah.
No, we can't do that.
We can't do that, no. That much a month. I mean, that's way too much.
Okay. Now, how about this? What is the minimum amount that you guys would be able to use? Like, I have you approved for $26,000. Now, do you need that full $26,000, or could we potentially work with a smaller figure where I could tweak some numbers?
I don't want a six-month payment term.
Okay.
Now,
I mean,
we can't do that.
We could go less money, but we still need a longer term.
Sure. So I guess it comes down to, you know, your monthly output, right? So on a six-month term, you're looking at a little higher monthly output. So
a lot
you guys,
higher. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, have you guys budgeted for what you would be able to afford on a monthly output?
Oh, I mean, I'm looking like $300 or $400 a month, not $300 or $400 a day, you know.
Okay. All right, well, I mean...
Well, I'm not sure what, like, a three-year term would work out to be. I mean...
But he said he's not going to do that much.
I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, we can work through this and try to find something that works. Now, I can be honest and upfront with you. I'm not in the sales side of this. I'm in the underwriting side. So, right out front, a three-month term probably isn't going to be on the table. What I can do is try to lengthen this one out a little longer, see if I can get an extension, but also build into it to have the refinancing option. So you would have a couple months with the initial payments, but then stretch it out to possibly a two-year term. Now, does that get us at least closer to something that we're working with here?
We can't make that payment for 2 months. I can't do it.
Well, you said, first of all, we're not going to pay that kind of interest. I mean, I understand you guys got to make money, but that's...
Kyle said 10 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, I mean, your salespeople and you, your division there
totally
have two different stories.
Yeah.
That does create a bit of a discrepancy, I understand.
Well,
that.
It's a big discrepancy between 10% and 30%.
Your time and ours, and a bunch of work I had to do.
Okay,
When I talked to Kyle, and I promised him I would let him do it if I didn't get a bank loan, and because I did that, I said, but I told him, I said, Kyle, I don't want to do it if it's going to be 30% and if it's going to be a fast payback, can't do it. And he said, no, we can get you a long term and 10 cents on a dollar. I said, well, okay, that's what I would like.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, it sounds like what we have for you is not what you're looking for at this time, and
nope.
I can understand that. Now, you know, there is some room here that I would be able to try to find something that matches. One of the options that we would have is to try to get you into a loan that is similar to what you have right now that would be structured off of your credit cards.
But when
now,
I get one.
Yeah. Now, would you guys be open to doing one that would pay that loan off and start you on a new term to get you that cash that you need right now?
Well, what kind of percentage are you going to take?
The See, I'm not sure what it would be because it's going to be a different program. It would probably take me a day to get that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that would be a possibility if it's not ridiculous, the payback.
Sure. Now, I want to be upfront. It's not going to be a three-year term. What I see for a file like this, usually 12 months is the average term. Yours obviously had a much lower ceiling, and it was due to the credit. I can try to get, you know, some exceptions made or maybe get you into another program that could stretch it possibly up to that 12 months or at least somewhere close to there. But I really see the first time we go through this, that being the ceiling of what we would be dealing with. So if it were 12 months and we did something like $20,000, right?
Are you going to have to pay off the other one?
So most likely if we do it through the credit cards, it would be. It looks like your balance would be right now around $4,000. Is that right?
Yeah. 49. It's more like $5,000.
Oh, it's about $5,000. Okay. Okay, now on something like that, you would be working with about $2,000 a month for monthly output, but that's without any interest in there.
I say no. We can't. We just can't.
Now, are you guys... I mean, help me explain
I can't sleep at night. I had one of them before. I had to pay $54 a day, and I couldn't even sleep at night. I didn't like it. Just don't like it. I don't know what's, you know,
sure.
That's too much.
Okay,
I guess we shouldn't be asking for a loan right now. I don't know. We need to clean up our credit or something. How do you get this stuff off your report when they're so old?
Well, yeah, it becomes a waiting game for it to fall off. It falls off.
When's it falling off,
said? Yeah, and about it usually takes about 9 to 10 years to come off. Now, the other things you can do is fill it with, you know, positive stuff. And you guys aren't that far off. I can actually give you a little feedback here. Let me take a look at the report. Give me 1 second. Let's see. So something that is actually affecting the report as well, or actually no, you guys are, it's really the delinquencies because your utilization rate is at about 33%. An ideal area is 25%, where you want to use 25% of the credit that's available to you. You're slightly above that. You guys can make some tweaks on that. That would result in a higher score, but really it's the delinquencies that are on there.
Right.
So how do we, can we get them off? Or you just got to wait?
You really just have to wait, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so.
Which and that's why I want to be upfront with you and let you know that the max I'd be able to go with this file is probably 12 months. So with the amount that you're looking for, we're talking at least a $2,000 monthly output.
Okay. All right, well, I don't want to waste your time. That's not going to happen. We can't do that.
No, we don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that, no. Not, and it's probably 30% interest, so. Well, I guess we wasted your time. I'm sorry. I didn't think we were, though, according to what we were told by Kyle, so.
Okay.
I wish there was a way we could help our credit report.
Yeah, what I can do is I will email the actual credit reports that we see for you guys.
I think we have
that. Kyle already did that.
He already did that.
Okay, yeah, because it's good to know exactly what's on there. But yeah, I mean, realistically speaking, that's what we would be looking at least a $2,000 a month monthly output. If it's something, I mean, you guys, if you get to the situation where you do need the cash and you think that it is something you can do, I would be happy to put together some options for you.
Okay.
So if you did half of that, it would be $1,000 a month?
So, let me see. Yeah, I mean, we could do if as long as, you know, if that's enough for you to accomplish what you're looking to do with these funds. It looks like the immediate need is probably fixing the
tractor.
The tractor. How much do you need for that?
Did you ever get the estimate?
No, I'm not sure yet.
I think somebody's supposed to come and give us an estimate.
Because, you know, it's all nice.
It's probably $5,000 or $6,000 at least.
Okay. And that's something that you guys absolutely need to get done, right? Otherwise, you're just going to either A, not have it, or B, have to dip into the bank account for.
Right.
Okay. So maybe we can find a solution for just that. If we're adjusting this, I know it's all nice to try to do the largest amount and be comfortable with cash in the bank account, but maybe we need to be practical and find exactly what's going to actually give you a solution. It might be a little more manageable in that sense. So let me see. If we're going to do 12,000 and I try to extend this term, right? Or 10,000, I'm sorry, and try to extend this term.
As long as you don't have to pay off the other one.
Okay. I think that I would have that option. So from there, we'd probably be looking at something around $1,000 a month for a monthly output. Now, that would be initially, again, you know, I want to be honest with you. Initially, again, that would be on a daily payment for at least the first 2.5 months of the term. So that's 21 payments a month. It's Monday through Friday, business days only.
Okay.
So
that's going to equal about $1,000?
Let me see. On the current program that I have you in, I can give you the exact number. I think what we want to do is try to find another option for you, though, that's going to allow us to go on a longer term. Give me one second here. I'm going to punch it in my calculator. Yeah, so that on this current one, you'd be looking at about $1,141 a month if we did $10,000, which would be a $54 a day payment.
So what's the total payout?
Let me see here. So this one, because I'm going down to a lower amount, I'm able to access. It's a little less risky for the bank, right? So 10. So that one would be about 10. Sorry, times 1.7. About $13,700.
So you're getting $1,700 interest, correct?
I think it would come out to about $3,700. And that is, so also with, that's if you take it to the full term. If you refinance midway through, where you would take on additional cash, you would get interest forgiveness on the remaining interest balance, which is a significant amount. I mean, if you're talking 3,000 midway point, that's 1,500 off of that.
Yeah, but the new finance is going to have interest too.
Yeah, but you won't have the interest on the original amount that you borrowed. You don't get charged interest on that twice. So a lot of places would do that.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't. Yeah, okay.
Now,
okay, so that's stretching out 1 year, 12 months, is that what it is?
Well, yeah, but I don't have that approval yet. It would take me probably a day to get something. And I would be shooting for 12. I think we would probably come in just under. Right now, we're capped at about 6.5.
6.5 what?
Months for the term. But I understand. I understand that the monthly output is a main concern for you guys.
$54 a day is 6.5 months.
No, that would be if we can get the 12 months.
So you're talking $100 a day.
Well, at the 6 months, yes. I guess it all just comes down to trying to get you the cash that you need. Probably not getting any more because we have a low threshold on what we're able to have for our monthly output here.
Well, the only thing is you're back up to 30%.
Well, yeah, I'm working off of that approval. I don't have any other number to give you right now because it would be right. A separate program.
I guess if you can come up with something better, give us a call.
Okay, yeah, no, I completely understand. I will go ahead and try to get something that matches a little closer to what we just talked about right now.
Okay.
All right, so give me a day. I will give you guys a call tomorrow afternoon, one way or the other, if I have an answer or not, just to keep you informed.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Very good. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye.